Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Prosecutors in New York have opened the Trump hush money trial, stating how they believe the former president is guilty of falsifying business records to allegedly cover up a scandal before the 2016 election that he won. USA's John Schaefer with more on the historic trial.
Trump's defense denies any scheme, claiming Daniels tried to profit from false allegations owing Trump $600,000 from failed lawsuits. Trump had this to say while leaving the courthouse.
I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try to take me off the trail for.
The first witness, David Pecker, was called by the prosecution, but the trial was halted due to the Passover holiday.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a major gun rights case involving so-called ghost guns. The ATF recently changed the rules around them, giving the government more power to regulate ghost guns. The kits must come with serial numbers now. But last year, a Texas-based judge ruled in favor of the makers and sellers of ghost guns. The question now before the high court is whether the ATF has the power to change gun rules, or if that must come from Congress. At an Earth Day event outside D.C., President Biden comments on recent protest actions demonstrating against Israel's war in Gaza, many on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Protesters criticize the Biden administration's response to Israel's conflict with Hamas. The Biden administration has continually pressed for caution from the Israelis, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Senate anticipated to pass a $95 billion aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan this week. This is USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
President Biden commemorating Earth Day by introducing new grants aimed at residential solar projects.
The award grants, 60 grants across the country to states, territories, tribal governments, municipalities, nonprofits, to develop programs to enable low-income and disadvantaged communities to benefit from residential solar power.
Speaking from Prince William Forest Park in Triangle, Virginia, Biden unveiled $7 billion in grants to alleviate the high initial cost of residential solar installation. These grants are part of Biden's significant climate change legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act. The White House asserts these projects will generate 200,000 jobs. Gas prices continue to rise in the U.S., with the average price hovering around $3.67 per gallon this week. According to AAA, it's 4 cents higher than last week. However, in a Silicon Valley town in California, it's even more extreme. At a Chevron gas station in Menlo Park, prices were as high as $7.29 per gallon. Kroger and Albertsons are selling an additional 166 stores as part of efforts to address regulatory concerns over their proposed $25 billion merger. This move aims to mitigate fears of increased prices and job losses. The 166 stores are in addition to the over 400 already being sold and operated by C&S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, to be honest with you, I think America needs to understand that our liberties are slip-sliding away. I mean, at every turn, there is this force by the government to do everything they can to make sure that we are compelled to go along, to get along, or else. Whether you're a Christian university, an individual with a thought that might be a little bit different than Joe Biden's agenda, then there is a price to pay. I mean, what you're seeing happening to Donald Trump is, this gives you an idea to what extent they're willing to do. If they're willing to do this to Donald Trump, what do you think they're going to do to us? I mean, and here, for all the hoopla, see, how this dovetails into, this recent signing of the Reforming Intelligence and Security America Act, okay, RISA, which is tied into FISA, right? The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. All the pomp and circumstance. Boy, all the air senators, everybody, they were so upset over the abuse of power and what the FBI had been doing. And then after everything was all said and done, what did they do? They gave them more authorization, more power, and in the process of doing that, they cut back on our liberties, and nobody's saying anything. Well, Janice Daniels is with us right now, former ninth mayor of Troy, Michigan, and she's with the New American. Janice, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm very well. Thank you very much. And yes, it is onerous. It is onerous the way these public functionaries speak one way and then vote another way.
It's not even close, Jen. It's not even close. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off here, but just, again, I want to reinforce the audience. This is not even close. I mean, it was like we never had any of these preamble conversations about the dangers of FISA, about the abuse of the FBI, what they've been doing. That was all pomp and circumstance and kabuki theater. And now, here they give us reformed. You know, anything that says reformed, it's danger, when it comes from the government. I mean, this is insane.
Well, it is, and the FISA Act was insane from its very beginning in 1977 when the late Senator Ted Kennedy first initiated this legislation, and it's been growing more and more, and it's a burden that the American people should no longer allow to be placed upon themselves, their children, and their liberty. And
exactly.
The American people include the public functionaries, the peace officers, the executive department. I mean, We all have children. We all have nieces and nephews or brothers and sisters, and they are going to be held under the same thumb of tyranny that you and I are going to be unless we do something. Well, we've been calling out, let's do something, but nobody knows quite what to do. Mm-hmm. And so my premise, my original and first fundamental premise is if we don't know our rights, we don't have any.
Exactly. Well, and as you said, you know, what is it, about 49,000 words was the original FISA legislation, and you doubt, as I doubt, you know, whether everyday Americans, but even elected officials, if they've even read the FISA legislation, you know, they may have read sections and that sort of thing. Yeah.
In fact, what I'm more curious about is whether or not they've read the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. That, by the way, is not designed to regulate the people. It's designed to put chains around the government that is instituted to protect and secure our rights. They have forgotten what their mandate is, but so have the people.
Exactly.
The Fourth Amendment is 54 specific words. And we have a right to be secure in our persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. And what is an unreasonable search? It's a search without a warrant, and it's a search without probable cause, supported by an oath, and particularly describing the place or person to be searched or seized.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very fundamental. That's very simple. But how do we, the people, put in action a process that will educate the peace officers, the public functionaries? And that's what I've been working on. And quite frankly, I want to take a little aside to mention the mobs that are walking down the streets of New York City. Do you know what those young people are doing? They are violating our right to conduct business. Who
exactly.
In right mind is going to go
right.
into any one of those stores along those roads while those people are standing there? Now, there's 36,000 peace officers in the city of New York alone. We've already seen that our tyrannical government has prosecuted, persecuted one by one by one. But if the majority of the 36,000 peace officers would not stand there and watch these young people marching up and down the street, lighting fires, etc., then something could be done to stop it because they too have sworn an oath of office to protect and defend this Constitution. And they're not doing that by standing on the sideline like props on a
right.
stage.
Well, but that's the leadership. That's the leadership of New York. You know that. I mean, look what happened during the era of Ronald Reagan when this stuff started raising its ugly head. He nipped it in the butt right away. I mean, he demonstrated to everybody what needs to happen. But unfortunately, the Democratic Party and the leadership of this country has lost its ever picking mind, and they don't know how to maintain law and order. They do a lousy job. They're operating in the theoretical, and we're still dealing with the remnants of Black Lives Matter and everybody's feelings and mostly peaceful protests and that sort of thing. And so we're blinded to reality, and here we are. We're violating our constitutional rights. And like you said, they don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The problem is, I think that the young people don't know because they've been so badly educated, shame on us, but the people that are perpetrating this know exactly what they're doing. It's called the American Spring. They did it in Tunisia, they did it in Egypt, they tried to do it in Iran. They went all over the Middle East and Europe, and they destabilized every single one of those governments and installed their own puppets. We are in the middle of the American Spring. They have installed Joe Biden as their puppet, and they are well along their way of accomplishing the goal of taking over our liberties, our Constitution, etc. But this is where I say there's 36,000 peace officers in New York. They do not swear an oath to the mayor. They do not swear an oath to the president, because those people can be faulty. Those are temporarily seated people. They do not swear an oath to those people. Those men and women in blue on the streets of New York ought to get together in a large mass and say, no, we support the Constitution. We took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, and this is a violation of so many pieces of our Constitution that we're not going to abide by the laws or the rules or the mandates of some temporary...
Got to go to break. More from Janice Daniels on the other
side. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our Grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Expansion. corruption of our government, we see a decrease in our liberties. And this is exactly what's going on right now. And this is happening right under your nose, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, what you probably remember is Congress upset, you know, about what the FBI was doing, the abuses that was taking place, all in the name of FISA. You know, Janice Daniels mentioned that, you know, we all should be living under this new reformed act, but we won't. There'll be a two-tiered system. I'll guarantee you that, you know, the princelings of our country, the Hunter Bidens of the world, will escape punishment and accountability for any violation of FISA. And it's clear what is happening, that this government, this weaponized government that we're suffering under right now, is targeting those of us who do not agree, that we believe in smaller government, we believe in liberty, and how dare you? And how dare you challenge the regime? And at every turn, Janice Daniels, they're coming after us.
I know that, and although I do agree that we have equal protection under the law, I don't agree that we should all follow these FISA rules. I believe that we should not ratify them by not complying with them. Now, that's real easy to say on an individual basis, but boy, it's terrorizing when you're the individual that's trying to pull it off. So
well, exactly.
There is no doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt that the American people have to somehow come together. And that's a difficult task because they've got so much, we have this overload of information, and we can hardly think which way to go, where to start. Well, I would like to present a simple program called Defending the Fourth Amendment. It's a project that's simple. It may not be easy, but it's simple. And every individual that's listening in this audience and every single person that I can reach across the United States can do exactly this. Here's the plan. You walk into a courthouse when you don't really need to be there, because obviously you don't want to be not allowed to go into the courthouse when you absolutely have a purpose to be there. Walk
right
in there, and you say you don't go through the scan machine, and you don't put your belongings in the bin, and you say, I'm unarmed. My word is my bond, and I want to bypass this unconstitutional process by freely entering into the people's courthouse. People's courthouse, that should
right
be stressed, because that's what it is. It's the people's courthouse. And you would then go on to say, I'm not going to waive my Fourth Amendment right to my secure person, papers, and effects by walking through that machine. You can point out that you're not asking for anything outrageous, because attorneys don't have to go through that machine. Attorneys don't have to open their briefcases. Again, there we go back to equal rights for all
yes
legal citizens of the United States.
Right.
Now, of course, the peace officer is going to tell you that you can't enter the building without going through the machine. And then you ask, what would you do to me if I did try to enter? Will you arrest me? Will you handcuff me? Will you throw me in jail? Will you give me a ticket? Or will you make up an allegation that I've violated some trespassing law or causing a disturbance? Or are you going to let me in? And, of course, because they're trained to what they call do their job, they will say, you can't come in. I was told when I did this process, and I did it myself in my local courthouse, and
right
the peace officer said, we will detain you for contempt of court. I said, are you saying you'll arrest me? He said, no, we'll detain you. He's very specific, until the judge decides what to do with you. And he said, we're just doing our job. And at that point, I wished I had the foresight to say, well, what exactly is your
job? Your
job.
Exactly.
In fact, that's step two. I'm going to go back to the courthouse. This time I'm going to bring my Bible with me. I'm going to put my right hand on my Bible. I'm going to raise my left hand and say, I am unarmed. My word is my bond, and I'm not going to violate or waive my Fourth Amendment right to security of person by going through that machine. And, of course, then kind of draw out that same kind of conversation that I had, and then ask the question, well, what do you think your job is?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes,
I'm probably going to say, follow the laws of the court. follow the rules of the executive department, whatever answer they come up with. And then I will politely say, no, your job is to protect and defend the Constitution. Your job is to protect and defend the people legally, lawfully living under the Constitution. That's your job. You don't swear an oath to the judge, and you don't swear an oath to the president. You swear an oath to the people. So define their job for them, and then also define the term unreasonable search. As I mentioned earlier, I actually, when I was confronted by the peace officers in the courthouse, they would not let me go through. They informed me I could not go through and just get a ticket, because I would love to just have gotten a ticket, because then I would have taken it all the way to court. And
right.
The first thing that everybody thinks they should do when they get a ticket or they get in a legal problem is, you guessed it, hire an attorney. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I will not hire an attorney, because what that does is it puts you on that, what I call, hamster wheel. It's a hamster wheel of tyranny. There's a judge on it, there's an attorney on it, there's a peace officer on it, there's a media person on it, there is someone from the executive department, and they're all running like on a hamster wheel, while
right.
we're standing outside, average citizen is standing outside like Mr. Monopoly with his pockets turned out and his money, his fiat paper money, flying away on little paper birds. This has got to stop. And, you know, sometimes I sound like I'm a mother training their child, and that can be kind of grating. So I have to be calm and try to have my voice not sound so motherly.
Right. Well, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, as a people, we've been very immature. We haven't been trained appropriately. I mean, let's go back to what Benjamin Franklin said when the lady asked him, okay, well, what kind of government did you guys come up with? He says, well, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. And this is what's happened. We have failed to keep it. We have failed to, to participate in elections, to be an informed voter. I mean, the whole basis of a democratic republic and a democracy in which we operate in is that it requires the consent of the governed. Well, and there's different ways to give your consent. And what happens is it's been more of a passive consent. And this is why we're in the trouble that we're in. And the elites have the power. And they're leveraging their power against us and continuing to attack our liberties until one morning we wake up and we realize all our liberties are gone.
Well, that's right. In fact, if you actually look at what we're allowing them to do to us, not for us, but to us, because they've lost their mandate. They no longer want to operate within their limited delegated constitutional authority. We've allowed them to run like ruffians, free children, without any constraints on their behavior. And you know what? They're behaving just like children. You
exactly.
give them an inch, they take a mile. Well, we've given them, you know, 100,000 miles where they have perverted the fundamental precepts of our American Republic. They don't understand, they don't know what they don't know, and it's our job to teach them. Now, I'd like to go through what the worst case scenario of the
we've got 40 seconds left, Janice. Go ahead.
Oh, altogether. Okay, well, what is happening is we're going to either enter a place where every time we walk out of our door, we're going to have to go through a machine, or we're going to enter a place where each one of us that has a concealed carry permit is going to be able to carry our permit, our weapon into the courtroom and help protect the people. That's the two avenues that we have to work from.
Janice Daniels, former 9th Mayor of Troy, Michigan, has been our guest. Janice, as always, appreciate the insight. NewAmerican.com, where they can go?
Yes, sir.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to SkyRizzy, Rizankizumab of Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to SkyRizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's hush money trial, done for Monday. Trump had this to say leaving the courthouse.
I'm meeting the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try to take me off the trail for.
On the first day, prosecutors opened the trial accusing Trump of falsifying records to hide payments to Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election that he won. Trump's defense denies any scheme, claiming Daniels tried to profit from false allegations and that she owes Trump $600,000 from failed lawsuits. A tourist in Indonesia dead after falling into an active volcano while taking photos on its edge. A Chinese woman was on a guided tour of the volcano park when she fell into the crater. According to international news sites, the 31-year-old and her husband climbed to the top to catch the sunrise. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Craig Huey going to be joining us in just a moment. He's the author of The Great Deception, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian... I'm sorry. That's right. Craig's not till later. Thank you so much for correcting me. Oh, gosh, how could I forget this? These days have been just a little discombobulated, so forgive me. My good friend Jeff Kemp joins us. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill, I'm good. I'm with a bunch of friends. We're doing a mountain biking trip up in northwest Arkansas. Pretty good to connect with men, talk about life, act like little boys a little bit. And
got to do that.
I did crash, so I'm kind of healing a few of my wounds, but we'll be out riding bikes here in a little bit in the woods.
You got a boo-boo, did you?
Yeah, I found that when you hit trees, they don't move. And
it's amazing.
You kind of wrap
things
around,
huh?
Them. My wife actually even texted one of my buddies and said, will you please make sure that Jeff is more careful? I know it's not your responsibility, but please remind him.
Gee. Well, this is the thing, you know, it's always fun to relive our youth until we realize that our youth has really passed us by. We're just not as flexible as we used to be. Yeah. But hey, look at, you know, this is good fun. And of course, when you're hanging with a bunch of guys and, you know, talking about the things of God, I mean, what a great time and a special time that you're able to do this. And I know today we wanted to talk about what it means to receive. Sometimes it's hard for people, you know, to receive things. And even though we're told it's better to give than receive, that's an interesting, you know, dynamic and can be somewhat paradoxical at times. And but there is a reason, you know, to receive. And and there's a blessing there in receiving. And how do you receive God's love and receive His forgiveness? You know, to, you know, forgive yourself, right?
That's a good point. I mean, the Bible says that every good gift comes down to us from the Father. Mm-hmm. And if we are to be generous and kind and to give to others, which, of course, we're to give love, we're to give kindness, we're to give consideration, we're to give justice, mm-hmm. We're to give grace to others, we need to receive that first because...
Exactly.
The capacity inside of Jeff Kemp or Bill Martinez or any of us to continually do well by other people is inadequate. You know, we're selfish. We're proud. We wear out. Our emotions tend to default toward the selfish. But if you receive God's love, if you receive God's forgiveness, if you receive life as a gift from Him, then you're like, hey, I can extend that to others.
Exactly.
And so that's why receive is the thing we're talking about today. It all starts with receiving the gracious forgiveness of God, the gracious adoption into His family, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And you don't receive that well if you're saying, I'm going to do things my own way today, and I'm only going to ask God for help when I'm in a crisis.
Right.
So it starts with receiving.
And you can't, to your point, Jeff, you can't give what you don't have. And the other thing is that when you receive it from the Father, it's ever flowing, right? Because if you receive it from the world, then it's a limited resource. With God, it's supernatural. It's unlimited. It's a constant flow. Whenever it's anything that comes from God, when you really do a deep down understanding of the original scripture in Hebrew or if it's in Greek, you realize it is multidimensional. And particularly when it comes from God, it's just like it's an ever-flowing fountain of His love, His grace, His mercy. And He never runs out. It's never like He says, whoa, wait a minute. You know, I can't give that much to Jeff because I know Martinez, he's a mess. He needs more. Yeah, it doesn't work that way, right?
That's right. I remember my dad, who was a politician, and he believed that economics and economic principles were important. He talked about some people think there's a zero-sum philosophy where there's only so much out there, and if you give some to someone, it's taking away from someone else. That was not my dad's philosophy. He thinks that there's an infinite amount of good, and that's the story Jesus told. The woman at the well met Him, and He said, could you get some water for me as well? And as she was doing so, He said, if you knew who I was, you would ask me for my living water. Because my living water, when I give it to you, it wells up into a spring that never stops flowing, just as you were saying. So Jesus is the wellspring of everlasting, never-stopping love, grace, strength, perseverance. And God's supply is limitless. The limit is the degree to which we go to Him. The degree to which we admit that we're weak and need His strength. The degree to which we don't ask for His good gifts. So today, the reminder to all of us is, if you're a believer in God, you didn't earn that. You received it. Mm-hmm. And if you have the Holy Spirit in you, it's not because you figured out how to do the Holy Spirit. It's because God gave it to you and you received it. If you have grace, it's a gift. Well, the ability to keep on loving other people, whether they're behaving nice or not, that is something we receive from God. And the supply of it is limitless. Jesus is proof of it. He was still forgiving people while they were crucifying Him on the cross. Forgive them, Father.
Right.
They don't know what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, exactly.
Let's keep receiving through that dependent relationship. Jesus said, I'm always doing my Father's work, but I can do nothing apart from the Father because He made Himself dependent on the Father. That's the reminder to each of us today. Make yourself dependent, minute to minute, at the start of every day and throughout the day, on God and say, Father, I need what You will give me. I receive.
Yeah. And and be reminded, you know, as Jeff is explaining here, this is a process. And as you go throughout the day, you're going to have moments, the less than moments. That's okay. You just course correct. Okay, but now at least you have a standard. You, and hopefully this touches you in such a way to say, yes, okay, I have failed to do this in the past, but I'm going to be more intentional in receiving all that God has for me. And so, yes, it is a moment to moment. I mean, you read about Paul, how frustrated he was, the things he wanted to do, he didn't do, that which he didn't, he did. Welcome to the human world. And guess what? God knows that. And he loves us regardless, okay? And he's not gonna cut us off. But, you know, this is going to be a process. It's going to take some practice. And our prayer is that we would all become more efficient in tapping in and staying connected to the Father's love, grace, and mercy, you know, to this end. Because the fact of the matter is that your family needs you. You know, the people around you need you. You know, your Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world, they need you. And we need to all come together of like mind and continue to advance these kingdom principles in such a way to where, hey, look at when the parade starts and we start going through the gates that we're with a parade of people and people that we've known and loved and contact and been in contact with. Right, Jeff?
I really agree. I think if you course correct, that basically means in a moment where you lose your temper, you lose your faith, you start to panic, you get anxious, you snap at someone, you immediately just say, "Ah, Father, forgive me and thank you that Jesus has forgiven me. I'm weak at this. Please give me your strength." And that's what the Apostle Paul did and what he said. He said, "When I am weak, he is strong." We just need to admit that we're weak more often, you know? Right. I'm weak at controlling my temper. I'm weak at that particular vice. I'm weak at always being loving. Tell God that you, and you can receive.
I'll tell you, we're reminded there's a movie that's coming out this week called Unsung Hero. Must see. I highly recommend it. You'll love it to death. The story of, of King and Country, Joel and Luke and Rebecca St. James. But there's a line that comes up repeatedly, Jeff, and I know you would agree with this, from Mother Teresa. Says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family.
Amen.
I so love that. But look at Jeff Kemp. Thank you so much as always. How can people be in touch with your ministry?
JeffKempTeam.com. JeffKempTeam.com. I'll help you be closer friends. That's the key.
Okay.
To friends.
Stay away from those trees, my friend. Be good. Take care.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablet. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Chinese companies have flooded our country with illegal disposable vapes in youth-appealing flavors. Here's former Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Gil Kerlikowski.
Weak enforcement has enabled Chinese vape companies to flood store shelves with dangerous illegal vapes. We need federal officials to stop illegal vapes from entering the U.S., and we need local and state enforcement to take them off the shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances. heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Great to have you along with us. Sure. I count on you. Thank you for joining us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for the Good News Girl, the one and only Samantha Mao, joining us to talk about these latest viral videos that has captured the attention and the eyes and the clicks of people all over the world. Hey, Sam, how are you? Well, maybe you're not there yet. Is she there yet? Or is she taking care of the baby still? Well, I guess we're on standby. Just dropped out. Oh, it's okay. It's all right. It happens. You know, this is live radio, and, you know, maybe, hopefully it wasn't a baby emergency. You know, we love technology. It's happening, and it keeps working. It's amazing. Anyway, Sam will be here. We got some fun stuff to talk about. The first story, I'll give you a little tease on that. There's seven good Samaritans that rescued a man trapped in a burning car. This happened on Interstate 94, and Sam is with us now. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good. Yeah, doing good. I'm glad we got reconnected here. Tell us about this story. Yeah, tell us about these seven good Samaritans, huh?
Okay, so this is one of those videos. Even when you know how it ends, you know that he's going to be rescued. That's the headline. And it's this, you know, the video is going viral, and I watched it. And I still could barely watch it. Just like, it just took my breath. You know, I've seen different rescues. This is the closest I've ever seen. Like, seeing it come down to the wire. Kadir Chola is actually his dash cam, and he was one of the people who helped rescue this guy. It was like a Honda head. It ran into the guardrail and burst into flames. And
exactly.
The
There's fire all around this car. This is amazing. Exactly, right.
Oh, my gosh, all around. And he was in a terrible position because it was on the driver's side that the door was against the guardrail. So, you know, you can't get it open. And so they're doing everything they can. And the flames are coming from the other side of the car. So it's like there's one side that's like engulfed in flames and the other side he's trapped in. And people were pulling the guardrail. And, you know, you just see multiple people just start running up. And person after person just, like, they actually get the guardrail somewhat loose. Mm-hmm. And they start trying to break the window. And finally, at the very last second, somebody gets the window busted. I'm talking about, like, the flames are pushing people back. Like, the flames are coming around his car. Like, she's, right. like, somehow, I don't know how he has, like, you know, was not burned or on fire yet, the guy yeah, that
exactly.
was being rescued.
Well, and the thing is when you look at this, Sam, when you look at
yeah.
it, it's a mixture of men and women. It's not just men
yes.
that went, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the
yeah.
thing that's surprising to me that I'm seeing, you know, there are women there that are sheepdogs. They're going after to yeah. save this guy, right?
That's right. Oh, yeah. They were doing everything. I mean, it was men, women, just random strangers just forming together just in a moment's notice. And this is in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so they were like, just to see the flames coming out, because these people are literally risking their lives. Just it's
well,
like
of course.
The flames just
this could just, blow up any minute. Yeah.
And so they yeah. take him out, and it's seriously like it seems like less than a second later that the whole car is engulfed after they pull this guy out. They pull him through. They end up breaking the window, pulling him through. And it's like it was like a movie scene. You know,
yeah,
you
I was going to say
people
yeah.
are running away
right.
from the fire. I mean, it really happened. I just. That just seems to be like a God thing, because you're like, if it had just been a second later, the other people would have been hurt. He would have been killed. Like, they could have been killed.
Exactly.
And it's, yeah, you know.
Yeah, and again, the makeup of the group of people involved here. I mean, it wasn't just
yes.
young people. I mean, you've got seniors there involved that, you know, that ran, you know, that ran to the problem. To try to solve the problem, you know, men and women. I mean, this is very cool to see this and see this kind of response, Sam. You know, wow, what?
Yes.
How cool!
And I was looking at like the different things people were saying, and they were saying, you know, in the comments when you're seeing a mm-hmm. video like this, I'm always curious what people think, and you know, people were saying that this country is more united than you might be thinking
led to believe right
mm-hmm. yes
yeah.
it was like
yeah.
you know this is I'm not saying this doesn't happen in other places in the world, I'm confident it does, but like coming together like this to help in the moment, no, this is a very American spirit kind of thing, and
yeah
you know, thankful to live somewhere that people are like that, you know.
Yeah,
that was my
exactly.
fellow citizen.
Well, and this is why what you do, Sam, is so important, because it reminds us of our humanity. It reminds
yes.
us of our caring nature. It is. And there's no question. It is part of the American spirit. And that's not to say that we have the exclusive on it, but it's definitely demonstrated. And sadly and unfortunately right now, the environment of our, you know, political environment and culture is so divisive that some of the stuff is getting lost in translation. This is why your job and what you do on behalf of our listeners is so important, and I thank you for that. Now, this next story is we've got a teenager who's driving 16 hours in an American flag truck to fulfill a dying wish of an Oklahoma boy. Tell us about this.
So Cameron Bob Lasek, he's 17. He actually went viral originally because he refused to take the American flag down off the back of his truck. It actually, in protest, he ended up, mm-hmm. so at his high school, they would ask him to take his American flag down off the back of his truck, and he's like, no. And he ends up painting his whole truck in the
yeah.
American flag.
Right, yeah.
And it turned into something totally different when he found out 16 hours away, there's a boy who's 13 years old, his name is Jackson, and he was dying from cancer. Mm-hmm. He battled it since he was 2.5, and his final wish was to be taken to his final resting place in this truck, in this American flag.
Yeah.
Truck.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And this truck, this is a cool truck. I mean, this guy's
yeah.
really, I mean, in the colors and all that. Oh, my gosh. It's,
yeah.
it's a beautiful truck. Yes, exactly.
It is. Yeah. The paint job's amazing. And he still has the flag on the back, too. He didn't take that down. So.
Good for him. Good for him.
And yes, who would have thought, you know, this would turn into something so meaningful, like in this different way. And
right.
He drove 16 hours to Oklahoma to be there, and you know, he made sure to be there to take Jackson to his final resting place, and I think it was a touching thing for everybody involved. And it's so sad to see such a young boy be lost, especially mm-hmm. in such a tragic way, but to have to have, you know, Cameron come and be there and grant his final wish, I hope, gives some peace to his parents and loved ones. And I hope he's somewhere looking from above and knows he got to go in that cool truck. And
right, exactly.
Makes him happy.
Well, and I'm sure it was a blessing to his parents and anybody that knew Cameron, right? That this is, you can't help but, yes, it's bittersweet and it's sad, but you can't help but smile. And just so appreciate this young man to drive 16 hours to fulfill a dying wish of this young Oklahoma boy. Awesome story. That's so cool. This next one is about a six-year-old hero. Six years old, right?
Yes.
He saves an entire family from a house fire?
Yeah, this is actually a little girl. Her name's Olivia Patterson, and she's from North Yorkshire in England. She was outside playing on April 4th this month, and she starts seeing flames in her house. And what does this six-year-old do? She runs into her house. She knows her family's in there. And her mom was actually asleep on the couch with her little siblings. Her mom's 29, and her siblings are 1 and 2 years old. So they're all sleeping on the sofa, you know, just like an innocent, sweet nap with the mom. And I'm sure she's tired. Her two little babies, I'm sure it was one of those few times.
Mm-hmm.
They were all asleep, but she ran in.
Yeah, with Paxton, you know some of those moments, right?
Yeah.
when moms get tired. You can relate. Yeah.
She's tired times three.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So this little girl goes running in. Olivia runs into a burning building. It's just 6 years old, you know. There ends up being such extensive damage, they have to tear the house down. But because of her brave actions, everybody got out alive. And they just
saved their lives. You know, wow.
Just never underestimate the bravery of small child. It's insane what stories we find.
And to know instinctively, at 6 years old, to have that kind of instinct. To save her family.
Right.
That's wow. We underestimate the miracle of humanity, don't we? Sometimes.
Oh yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And especially the little humans like that. They just can be so brave.
Yeah, exactly. This next story is about a tale of fate. You say, generosity and love, two families united by a life-saving liver donation.
That's right. So Brandon Morgan, in 2022, he found out that his chances of surviving liver disease were so slim that he was going to be removed from the deceased to donor list. So, you know, I can't imagine. He's only, like, in his early 30s at this point, and I can't imagine how it felt to him. But his girlfriend, Christina Benjamin, she decided to step in and try to donate her liver.
Wow, so, girlfriend. Wow.
Yes, his girlfriend, but she doesn't qualify. She's not a match. But after she's done the whole process, she decides, I'm going to be a liver donor anyway. And she ends up matching with another lady, Christine, or with another woman, Peggy Miller. And so Peggy ends up having her life expectancy extended from 3 months. She lives. Then a guy named Philip ends up being a live donor for Brandon. And Brandon proposes to Christina, and now they're all good friends.
Wow. How cool is that, huh?
It's pretty amazing.
What a great story.
Yes.
Wow. Well, you see, we may think one way, and then God knows something else better that, serves a broader group of people, right? And, boy, you talk about forever friendship. I mean, hey, you got to be my friend forever. You got my liver.
I know, that's right.
Just saying, hey, I'll be sharing my liver with just anybody here, you know, so why not? Now you know why she's the good news girl, Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate you. Take care. Have a great day. You got it. Bye-bye.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com. The final.